In 1885, a party of settlers from Dade County, Missouri, shipped their belongings by train to Kingman, Kansas, where the tracks ended, and the pioneers was obliged to continue their westward journey by wagons. They struck out across the flat rolling lands of the area, 22 miles south of Garden City. There they joined the Nafziger family, who had conceived the idea of building a town south of the Arkansas River. The town was called Ivanhoe, meaning strong place or home in the language of Russia. The Ivanhoe Town Company was organized by a small group of businessmen from Garden City. A site map was laid out and platted in June of 1885. On July 4th, the first rooming house was opened for business at a rate of $1.40 per day for room, meals, and livery service. The next order of business was the digging of a water well, followed by the construction of a post office and general store, whose back room also functioned as the public school during the annual 3-month school term. Ivanhoe grew at the boomtown rate. Numerous freight wagons pulled by oxen were arriving daily, filled with lumber, nails, coal, canvas, and to be used for creating what was being called the Garden Spot of the Plains. In 1886, while digging a second well, a stone quarry was discovered. Later, a brick yard was constructed and produced some of the finest bricks on the market at that time. By spring planting in 1887, the Ivanhoe Times newspaper listed ads for hotels, livery stables, real estate firms, a blacksmith, a bakery, a butcher shop, 4 grocery stores, 2 restaurants, 2 dry goods stores, a shoemaker, and a barber. There were stores that sold hardware, jewelry, stationery, ladies' hats, as well as a drugstore and a billiard and pool hall. Talk of railroads dominated conversations. A narrow gauge line from Garden City on the Arkansas River south to Fargo on the Cimarron River, a distance of 50 miles, has been charted. A surveying party from the Santa Fe Railroad system is at camp awaiting orders. The Dodge City, Montezuma, and Trinidad Railroad is progressing rapidly. In 1887, winter was mild with no heavy snows. Spring was mild, and the clouds came, but the rain and the railroad did not. Days became hot, and the winds blew, and dust devils danced across the land. The earth was parched and brown. There would be no harvest this year. The exodus started. Wagons were loaded with what they could take, and the boom turned to a bust. In August of 1887 census, 7,160 people resided in Ivanhoe. By 1900, the town was gone. If you happen to drive south of Garden City on Highway 83 some evening, you will pass by the Ivanhoe Cemetery. Pause for a moment and look to the west. Is that the glow of a candle flame? Or the spark of a vision? What was that sound? Could it be the moan of a dying dream? It was, or was it the wind, whispering quiet memories of pain and failure? Thanks to the Haskell County Historical Museum in Sublette, Kansas, for providing material used in the writing of this story for High Plains Public Radio. I'm Barb Wood.